mentioned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, why are we token of Mariyin Kshen Yosh and token of Mariyin Kshen Omdim? We blow both tkios, the Miyusha, tkios before the Shemona Esrei, and tkios, the Me'uma, tkios during the Shemona Esrei as well. The Gemara says, Kedei La'arbiv Es HaSatan, to confuse the Satan. What does that mean? So we mentioned the Shitas Rashi, that it's the Chibuv HaMitzvah, when the Satan sees that Klal Yisrael is so excited by the Mitzvah of Shofar, Mistatmin Devorav, somehow he can't prosecute properly. He gets nervous and he can't prosecute properly. So that's why we blow so much shofar. But Chaim Shmulevitz offered a different interpretation. Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, this week's Parsha says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mincha. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not difficult. The Ramban writes that Ki ha-mitzvah hazos is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. What does that mean? The mitzvah of tshuva isn't difficult. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah. We don't find it to be easy. What is the Torah telling us that it's not a difficult mitzvah? The Chaim Shmulevitz suggests that really the essence of tshuva is not so difficult. Maybe the follow-through takes effort. It takes avoda to really accomplish the tshuva, to make it lasting. But the essence of tshuva is recognizing the truth, recognizing what the emes is, and making a firm decision to change. That's really what it's about. It's about making that firm decision to do things differently. We know people who've suffered with addiction, and it's not easy to decide to change. They go back and forth. They say they're going to change. They try to change. Then they go back to their old habits. It's not easy. But sometimes a person makes a decision and says, this time it's going to be different. And they break an addiction. They can do it. It happens. Every day it happens. That's the way tshuva is supposed to be. Tshuva is a hard process. You know, we sometimes have a relapse, go back to our old ways, our old habits. It's not easy to follow through and to maintain that sense of tshuva. But the essence of tshuva is to be misorer, to make the firm decision that this time it's going to be different. And if we really make a firm decision and we believe in it and we're strong about it, change is possible. We see that it's possible. Of course, the follow-through, we have to be makabel, small but meaningful things. We can't just try to say, I'm going to be totally different. That's not going to work. We have to come 5 minutes earlier to davening, or to say Birchas HaMozon from a bencher, or to have kavana in one brach of the Shmona Esra, or to do one extra act of chesed, a quiet chesed that no one knows about each and every day. Meaningful mitzvahs and masim tovim. We have to do meaningful things. Small changes are what really can bring a person to wholesale change. But the essence of tshuva really is that firm decision to be misorer, to awaken oneself, and to decide that things are going to be different. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes says that someone who tells a woman Hareya Mekudeshesli Amenasha Mitzadik, Harezu Mekudeshes, someone who's Mekadesh a woman and says I'm conditioned that I'm a tzaddik. Afilu hu Rosh HaGomer, says the Gemara, even if we know that he's not where he's supposed to be, she's still Mekudeshes because Shema hear her tshuva believe her. Maybe he had to hear tshuva. He had thoughts of tshuva. And the thoughts of tshuva, emes the thoughts of tshuva, making a firm decision to do things differently, that can change a person. That can be the catalyst for real tshuva. All it takes is a hear a tshuva to make it work. And that's the koach of shofar. The koach of shofar is to awaken us, to jolt us, to realize that there's a higher purpose to life, that we can live an elevated existence. That's what the shofar can do. The shofar has a unique koach. And that's what the satan is so nervous about. Because the more we blow, the more he's afraid someone's going to wake up. Someone's going to realize that there's something greater to life. That he can do better. That we must do better. That we don't have to be the same that we've been before. We can do better. We can raise ourselves up. So the more we blow, where we are ma'arbev es ha-satan, we confuse the satan, because the satan gets nervous. He realizes that the shofar is the koach that can change everything. The satan believes in us. But we have to learn to believe in ourselves as well. Someone shared with me a beautiful story about a bochur who was learning in the Ger Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and it wasn't going so well for him. And And he was thinking, should he leave the yeshiva, not leave the yeshiva? He stayed in the yeshiva. But after a while, he decided, it's not going the way he'd like. It's time to go home. So he went to the Beis Yisrael, who was the Rebbe at the time, to take a leave of him. And then that night, he decided to go to the Kotel, to daven, his last tefillah at the Kotel. The following day was his flight. And as he's davening at the Kotel, he feels someone's tapping him on the shoulder. So he turns around, it's the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael is looking at him. He was so confused. What's the Beis Yisrael doing here at the Kotel? Beis Yisrael looks at the Bacha and he says, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest Maila is? The Bacha didn't know what to say. Beis Yisrael tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest Maila is that he doesn't laugh. Gott lachnit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh. And the Beis Yisrael turns around and walks away. So the Bacha didn't know what he meant. So the next morning he went to the Pnei Menachem, the Beis Yisrael's brother, who was Rosh Yeshiva at that time. And he asked him, what did the Rebbe mean? Pnei Menachem told him, I think the Rebbe meant the following. When a Bach is not doing well in Yeshiva, if he's misbehaving, so what's going to happen? They're going to warn him several times, you got to shape up. If the Bach doesn't act properly, then they're going to kick him out of the Yeshiva and tell him to go home for a few days. And then the Bach is going to apologize and he'll promise to do better, and they'll let him back into the Yeshiva. What happens if he doesn't act properly again, he misbehaves again, so then they're going to ask him to go home again, and he's going to apologize once again. Maybe they'll let him back into the yeshiva. But if this keeps on happening at a certain point in time, they're not going to believe the Bacher anymore. They're just going to laugh at him. They're not going to believe him that he's going to do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is different. Kadosh Baruch Hu never laughs at us. He never gives up on us. No matter how many times we failed, no matter how many times we've said we're going to do tshuva, and we revert back to our old ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never laughs at us. Gott lachnit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never laughs at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He believes in our potential for tshuva. Even the Satan believes in us. We have to learn to believe in ourselves. And then we are capable of tremendous things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to understand how to do a small but meaningful tshuva. May this year, Tovshin Pei, be a year of bracha v'hatzlacha, a year of Yeshuas v'nechamas, a year of health and happiness for all of Klal Yisrael. May each one of us be zochet v'ksiva v'chsimatova, v'shnas chayim v'shachar.